Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. Thank you so much for tuning in, for taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. It really means the world to me. Thank you guys for being here. For those of you that are veterans, you know your way around the car. You know, you're going to hop in, get strapped in, and we're going to have this adventure together. For those of you that are new to the show, this show is not a show about cars. Sorry to disappoint you. Please turn back now if I've broken your heart. I apologize. But if you're still with me, this is a show about thoughts that I have while I'm in the car. Advice, tips, tricks, things that come to me while I'm sitting here in my car driving to work every day. Now, we are going to take this journey together. We're going to cover some subjects. We're going to do some deep dives on some stuff. And, you know, this year is 2019. It's a year of new beginnings and change. And we are going to change together. So, for me, my biggest challenge was how to take the show to the next step. So, I had some thoughts in mind, some ideas, and you know, basically, I decided, hey, I'm going to start expanding my interviewing as much as I can, and we're going to do that. So, with that in mind, my most recent Create a Great Friday challenge was to invite people to actually come on my show as a guest. Now, not necessarily as an interviewee, but as a guest. And what I'm looking for is for them to, basically, they sign up on my Calendly, set a time, they'll call in, and they pick the subject. So they put in the invite, you know, what they want to talk about, and then we talk about it. And I said in the challenge, I don't care what the subject is. If you want to talk about a book that you've written, if you want to talk about your business, if you want to talk about content creation, if you want to talk about your favorite movie, whatever the case may be, we can cover it. I can pretty much hold my own when it comes to movies. So, you know, and even if I don't know the movie that well, I know enough of it that I can hold my own. Having a wife in the movie theater business definitely helps with that. Of course, I was a huge movie file before that as well. So anyway, you know, I wanted to open it to the public. You know, a lot of podcasts, they look for specific people that meet the needs of their audience, which there's nothing wrong with. That's certainly you know, certainly a good way to do it. But see, my podcast is different in a way, or at least I feel that it is, because my goal is to get you out of your shell, is to get you out there and taking those first steps on your journey to doing something new and exciting, to opening yourself up to new possibilities, to actually taking intentional action to make a change. And so as a result, I wanted to help people get over the fear of being on a show. Now, granted, it's an audio only show. There's no video involved, so it helps, because if they're a bit camera shy, this at least gives them a first step in the idea of being recorded and being on a show and talking with someone else while it's being recorded. A lot of people have fears about that. You know, you see, you know, mentioned where people are like, yeah, they're great on camera, or they're great off camera, but as soon as the camera hits them, they're, you know, they freeze up. You know, you see that, like, at sporting events, like the camera will go out into the crowd and somebody will realize they're up on the Jumbotron and then they just hide, they pull their shirt up over their face or whatever and try and disappear. So, to break out of that kind of a mold. So, let's start there. Let's start small. Let's start with things that we can control. Let's start with, you know, something easy. You pick the subject. You talk about what you want to talk about. I'm just here talking about it with you. So that has been my primary focus so far, is to find people that are interested in doing that. And, you know, as long as the subject's not something crazy, you know, because obviously there's some subjects I will not talk about. But, you know, as long as it's within reason, you know, which pretty much just about everything is. There's very few things that are off limits on the show. But that is my goal, is to help people get started in their journey to do things that are out of their comfort zone, outside of their wheelhouse, to build and grow together. And so that's what I started last Friday. Now, granted, some of the interviews that I've got lined up so far are people who are used to being on podcasts, are used to being interviewed because they've been interviewed before. So, you know, that is going to be the first couple. But what I know will inevitably happen is people will eventually realize that, wow, are you kidding? David's really serious? He's just going to let me come on the show and talk about Aquaman or, you know, my company of like two people that I run in my basement, or the reason why I do video content, or the reason why I write, or, you know, the game of Monopoly. I don't know. He's really going to let me do that? Are you serious? Because I think a lot of people have this misperception that, you know, podcast hosts are rigid and they don't want to be creative, and that shows have to be about a certain thing for them to get on them, and that's not true at all. My goal is to get people, like I said, outside their comfort zone, to do something they might not normally ever do before, to show them that they are more than what they think they are. So, you know, with that in mind, that opens my show up to be able to interview pretty much, let's put it this way, if you've got a pulse, there's probably a reasonable chance that you could be interviewed on my show, because you have a story. You have a story, you have a desire to do something that's different, and that is what I shoot for. You know, and granted, there are plenty of podcast hosts that are like, oh, I don't know who you are. I've never heard of you before. You're not coming on my show. There are hosts like that. There are people that won't go on shows if the show's not well known enough. I've hit a couple, you know, walls with asking some people, and you know, but basically I look at it this way too. I look at it kind of fatalistically, whereas it's, you know, if they want to be on my show, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine. That's their call. And people are reaching out to me to be on my show, and I'm reaching out to people to be on my show, and the people that accept are on it, the people that don't accept are not. You know, it's pretty clear-cut, black and white, you know. I don't spend time crying over spilt milk. I just move on and move to the next one, you know, and keep growing. So, you know, that's, it is what it is, you know. And I believe as well that the people that are on the show are, you know, probably the people that are supposed to be on the show. You know, they're, you know, I hope that, you know, everything that is provided brings value to you, brings value to them, helps them grow, helps them get more comfortable in an interview setting as well, because not everybody is used to being interviewed. You know, the general person like myself, you know, to me, interview meant job interview. You know, being interviewed for any kind of a show was really not part of my vocabulary. Though I had been interviewed many years ago when I started getting into the 3D graphics design. That's the right something with a D. Because I was actually getting quite a bit of a following on DeviantArt. And I got asked to be on to be interviewed and featured as a featured artist, and so I did it. But that was all text based. It was all via chat. I think we did it in either IRC or AOL Instant Messenger, if it tells you how long ago that was. Internet relay chat naturally, but I mean trillion, yeah, which they had their own internal chat as well as you could link up your Yahoo Messenger, your AOL Instant Messenger, your MSN Messenger, not Skype, MSN, and all of that. You could link all of them together, and I don't even remember what chat platform we chatted through, but it was one of those through, and I was using Trillion. And so I was, he'd ask a question, just ask me to type an answer, and to type it as if I was, answering a question as if it was being spoken to me. So to not like, hey, yeah, that sounds really cool, thanks, man, but to say, yeah, I mean, that was cool and all, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. So, and then he featured my interview, I think a few days later, once he got it edited up. So, I mean, but beyond that, until recently, I had not been interviewed, and now I've been on four or five different podcasts, and every single one of them has just been such an amazing adventure and such a blast to be a part of that type of a culture. And to share my story and my insight and my hopes and my dreams and my vision and my path and my journey and whatever else I can share in hopes of helping people grow, because that's my passion. That's what I want to do. I want to help you get started. I want to help you actually start, more importantly. And, that's a powerful thing. So, what I'm going to have to do, and the title of this episode is called Breaking Up is Hard to Do, and you've probably been wondering the whole time for the payoff for that. What it is now that I'm going to be starting to do these more interviews, I'm actually going to have to start breaking things up. So I'm going to have to do a pre-recorded intro and outro for the show, things like that, just because I don't want to have to do an intro every single time. An intro to the show and then an intro to the person every single time I do an interview. So I'm going to do an intro to the show, one that's separate, cut, and wrap, and then go ahead and do the intro for the person and then start the interview. So it cuts a little bit of time off of that intro for them, to respect their time better, and I feel like that's really the best way to do it. So what I'll do is I'll have my standardized intro and outro. I'll do the interview with the user. Gosh, I'm such an IT person, aren't I? With the person, with the user. Yeah, I called the user yesterday and they said their computer software is not doing this and it's reporting back to this. Anyway, so I'll do like a little like welcome thing that I'll record, like, yeah, I'm gonna be interviewing this person, and lay that out, and kind of add things to it and kind of make it a little bit more polished, and like I said, that's more just for the respect the user. Gosh, I keep doing that. Oh my God. To respect everybody's time, all of the people, all of you wonderful people, that are, all of you guys, to respect your time when you're being interviewed, to, say, hey, here we go. This is the subject you want to cover, right? Okay, great. I'm gonna introduce you right quick. And we are going to get this ball rolling, and we're going to talk about this. So that is my goal. That's my plan. That is what I want to do, just to kind of help with the whole time thing, and to save, I mean, it'll save me some time too, of course. I'll still have to add each bit in, but to give it that extra, little bit of polish. I'm still not going to stick ads in the middle of the interviews. I'm going to leave those for the end, like I always have been. I know I can get better, higher paying ads if I start putting them in the middle, but I'm not going to do that. And that money's just say a little mini interest bearing savings account, basically, for me to buy newer gear and equipment, for me to upgrade my, podcasting platform so that I can, better reach and be better heard. I know Tariq said that he could hear me so much better he didn't have to turn the volume up as loud now that I've been on this new headset. And that's thanks to you guys listening to those ads. That's thanks to you guys supporting the show, leaving reviews, growing the show, whatever the case may be, whatever you guys have done. Thank you. And if you'd like to support the show, you can definitely do so straight through Anchor, which is the platform that I use for podcasting. It's anchor.fm/DavidC/support, and it'll pop up, and you can support the show for $1.99, $4.99, or $9.99 a month. Of course, you can stop at any point in time if you want to do a one-time donation. You just donate, and then, once the money's been taken, cancel just the monthly. There's no clock on this. Any amount is appreciated because it helps the show. It helps me be able to do things like this to expand what I'm doing, to get the tools and the equipment to make this all proper, to be able to hire somebody to do actually professional intros. I actually know a couple voice actors that are in the Charlotte area, and I can support them by asking them to record and using the podcast money that I've been provided by you lovely folks, to hire them to do a recording for the intro and the outro of my show and make a nice little professional, fully edited, squeaky clean version, and do some voiceovers for me. So, the sky's really the limits there, and like I said, this is just more of a, it's not for me to make it rich, it's not for me to make $1 million, though of course if someone's giving me $1 million, I definitely am not going to dissuade you from it, but at any rate, this is just to help with the show, this is just to get supplies to, like for instance my battery in my iPhone is having trouble holding a charge, so, getting one of those battery pack things that you click on, the cases that have the extra batteries in them that you can turn those on and they'll charge your phone, things like that. Get something like that, It's all for things like that, little knick-knackery things. Pens for when I'm writing down notes about the show. Paper, journal. I bought a journal for the show to keep track and a day planner to keep track of all my events and interviews. So, all those little types of things as well. I mean, there's little nitpicky, knick-knackery things that you need as well. When you're doing this, especially when you start ramping up your interview game, you really need to write all that stuff down. especially because I'm driving, I can't exactly like. I can pull off the side of the road and check that. I can pull off the side of the road and check my notepad as well. But at least with the notepad, I don't have to unhook the phone and I don't have to unhook the notepad. I just pick it up, flip to the page, and I'm good. I don't have to deal with unplugging crap and all that good stuff too, and unentangling the phone from its enclosure and things like that. So, that's what I use it for. And like I said, thank you guys so much for making it possible for me to have this lovely Logitech H390 headset and the USB to Lightning adapter that makes it functional on my iPhone. And it means the world to me. So thank you guys so much. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. If you have 30 to 45 seconds to leave an iTunes review for the show, please do so. Every review helps me move up the boards. The more people that listen to the show, The more the show grows, the more I'm able to do as well. So thank you guys so much for everything you do every day, for being a part of the show. Welcome to all of you that are new, and I hope you enjoy the upcoming interviews that I'm putting out for you, because these are going to turn into more interviews and more interviews, and heck, the show might start to vanish as the interviews start rolling in more frequently. Who knows? It may become a strictly straight daily interview show. I don't know. We'll have to see. The sky's the limit, on that. So, again, have a great day, and Car Thoughts out. Hey everybody, David here from Car Thoughts with David, and I just want to share some information with you. You guys have heard me talk about finding your way, finding your path, and starting your journey. Well, if you have decided that you want to start your own podcast, you might be thinking, well, David, that's great, but what do I do? How do I do this? What works? What doesn't work, right? Well, I wrote a book, because you can go back and find my episodes where I talk about all this stuff and listen to them, and that's all well and good, but sometimes it's easier just to have it in print where you can just see it, right? So I wrote the book called Introduction to Podcasting: Lessons Learned, Lessons Shared. You can pick it up on Amazon on Kindle for 99 cents, less than a dollar. What? That's crazy, right? Less than a dollar, you can pick it up on Kindle. If you like to have a print book in your hands and you just like the way it feels, and trust me, I'm looking at this book right now, it's really well printed. I love Kindle publishing. You can pick it up for $5.50. So you can have a physical copy where you can take notes, where you can, keep stuff for quick reference while you're working on creating that awesome epic podcast that I know you're capable of creating. So by all means, if you're looking for ways, you're looking for advice, Introduction to Podcasting, Lessons Learned, Lessons Share is the book for you. Thank you guys, and I could not do any of this without your support. So when I say thank you, I mean it. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.